The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Genesee County prosecutors charged a Mount Morris man with three felonies after he intentionally touched numerous shopping carts at a grocery store while claiming to be infected with COVID-19. 26-year-old Jonathan Miracle was charged with harmful substance, person falsely exposed, a 5-year felony, malicious destruction of police property, a 4-year felony, and assaulting, resisting, obstructing, a 2-year felony. What happened is Friday morning at a grocery store at a Kroger, they had a report of a disorderly person. A guy was walking around inside the store with his hand down his pants.
Oh boy.
Taking it out, touching and pushing shopping carts, all while saying he had coronavirus.
Yeah. Coronavirus! Coronavirus!
Go away for 15 years, you're going to do stuff.
Coronavirus!
And he's getting it. He's getting it from his crotch. And then
coronavirus!
Somebody better do something about that guy.
Coronavirus!
Oh, he's touching his wiener. And talk to him.
You want it?
Oh, hey! No! Get away!
Coronavirus!
I shouldn't be laughing, but that is funny.
No, it is funny.
Bizarre behavior.
Very bizarre.
What's happened is, you've taken a guy, like Dave. Dave's on the edge. Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
So then, and Dave's about as together as it can get, yeah. And Dave is on the edge of collapse. And you're talking about people frailty of the mind,
mm-hmm.
And they're walking into places, shoving their hand down their pants.
Coronavirus.
Like they're. What do you expect? This is the kind of stuff that's going to happen.
Yeah.
Like, mad. It's just given crazies another thing to do.
All the jokers are getting activated. Mm-hmm.
That's it. It's just, before, I don't know what they were saying other than coronavirus.
Yeah.
But they were doing the same kind of stuff.
Thing, just
hand out
the
pants, touching everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would have been just the penis virus before.
Yeah, whatever. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. Crotch virus. Mm-hmm. But now they're screaming coronavirus. He was also verbally aggressive towards store employees. And then he would grab, as people were walking out with their own carts, he'd shove his hands down his pants and touch it and scream again.
Coronavirus!
If I just spent 2 hours in a store and this dude did that to me, I'd...
Coronavirus.
Hey! All right, I'm curb stomping you. It's over for you. These are different times.
I know.
I'm going to go to prison.
After a brief discussion with the man, an officer arrested him, took him to the county jail where he remains lodged. While Miracle was being taken to jail, he kissed the window of the police vehicle, leaving residue in an attempt to spread the virus to police and others.
Coronavirus.
Oh, that's even creepier.
Coronavirus.
Don't. Please don't. I can't look at that. I can't. Chuck, it makes it creepy.
Coronavirus.
Hunt down that girl.
He then licked the handles. Don't get that tongue in your mouth, Chuck. Just keep that tongue in your mouth. No. Mm-mm.
Oh.
Don't you do it. He's like Barry White of coronavirus.
Yeah, yeah. He had alone time. You can't give him too much alone time.
No, you can't. They say this is a very disturbing incident, placed many people in fear for their health and safety, disrupted already stressed out residents. They say their number one priority is keeping people safe. So this guy is still behind bars this morning. He's expected to be arraigned later today in court.
I mean, I'd almost guarantee anyone running around saying that they have coronavirus probably doesn't have coronavirus.
No.
But you never know.
You never know.
You never know, because sometimes people could have it without knowing. But, generally, if you got your hands down your pants and you're touching a whole bunch of stuff screaming coronavirus.
You haven't been tested.
You don't. There's no signs there. But
nobody got time for that.
No.
Nope. Right now.
No.
A lot of people have been concerned about Betty White because she's 98. and the coronavirus is running rampant. Her name has even trended on social media at times with people just questioning how she's doing. The update is she's fine.
Well, yeah, she's not going out, right?
And relaxing at home, taking proper precautions. She has not left her house in Los Angeles. She is self-isolating at her estate. She has very limited in-person interactions. She's only coming in contact with a few very cautious people who are handling all her important errands like grocery runs and stuff.
If I was 98, though, if I was 98,
mm-hmm.
I'd be doing whatever I wanted right now.
Oh, really? You wouldn't care?
No, but I also wouldn't go to the hospital.
Yeah, you just let it
like,
roll.
Once it, no, if it no, happened, just, I'd be like, listen, go. I don't want to take up anybody's time. Just
you're going to be an extreme 90-year-old.
But, like, you don't want your last 6 months alive, maybe, to just be, oh, I was in isolation. I was just.
I have a neighbor who's almost 90, and I think that his family thinks he's staying in. You know, they come in to bring him stuff. I'll see them.
Thanks, like, everybody. Bye.
I see him backing out of his driveway and taking off. Like, where are you going?
Windsurfing today.
You know, I don't know what he's doing. He can't, you can't keep him in.
No.
The busy week this week.
I love that the family is like coming and bringing groceries and stuff. Like, we know you can't go anywhere. He's like, get the motor running.
Yeah. Is he married? Does he have
his wife
one?
Passed away.
Okay.
But he's a badass. I've talked about him before on the show. Mm. I think he's pretty cool. But I don't think anything will kill him either. You know, he's just like, F it.
He's like, I've been slaying on Tinder.
I'm not giving it up.
All these isolated ladies. Isolated on my Johnson.
Well, I social distanced them, all right. Social distanced them.
Hey, sex magic is a thing.
Oh, I know. I've been saying it.
Magic with a K, because it differentiates it from sleight of hand magic like you'd see with David Copperfield or Chris Angel.
Okay.
I don't like magicians.
Practitioners say they can use it to attract a romantic partner, form a connection with their own bodies, or send positive energy to someone who desperately needs it.
This is not going to work, guys.
Hmm. No.
They say,
I've been trying to do sex
in
magic.
In a spell, a witch will raise energy for a desired outcome through a cone of power, which is when you build up energy, and then when it's at its highest, you send it through your body to the cosmos. Now, to pull this off, the spellcaster should focus their mind's eye on their intention. In other words, if you're jerking it or flicking the bean, direct the power of the big O towards the object of your affection.
Oh, that's dirty. That's really gross.
You have to like
it really is.
That's really, really,
really gross.
You target them.
They're due east.
It still won't work.
No. Yeah. It's just giving people hope in this troubled time.
Yeah. So bad, you guys.
They say it's like a ray of energy being shot out into the universe.
Listen, I've been shooting rays of energy out for the last 8 months. And
not got nothing back yet.
Nothing. It's like SETI.
Waiting.
Yeah, I haven't like, found a thing.
I'm just searching for...
I haven't found a thing.
Searching for life. Yep. There's nothing out there.
Oh, boy.
Ideally, they say the object of your focus will receive this energy and be unknowingly motivated by your will and compelled to act accordingly.
Yeah, that adds up.
Now, if you're wondered, is that associated with the dark arts? Have no fear. There's nothing bad that's going to come from whacking it with this kind of attention. But if you're thinking bad or harmful things while you're doing it, that's on you, they say.
Huh.
So sex magic is a spell you can cast while you finale to attract the one you really want, the one you desire.
Imagine, like, if sex magic was a thing. And then you're Margot Robbie.
Yeah,
and you're just being pulled in 25 different directions. Geez. There's all this energy
all
flying
time,
at you all the time.
Flying at her all the time.
All the time. Non-stop
under
energy.
Constant attack.
You know?
Or like, what if you're a new magician and you're trying to like aim it and then you hit the wrong person and then some behemoth shows up. It's just like, hey, listen, I've been picking up on your dick magic.
Yeah, your dick magic signals hit me right in my titties. It's worked. We're here.
Be careful. Be careful when you point your dick magic.
Oh,
you did, yeah. You have to. It's just, nothing to be trifled with.
What an odd thing.
Sauron!
What an odd thing.
God, don't mess with that sex magic.
Mm-mm. No, my God.
Be careful.
Sex magic's dangerous.
Well, in normal magic, I think they always say you have to be really careful because it'll come back at you threefold or something. If you try and like put a curse on someone, it'll affect you three times as bad.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I'm not going to just sit there and try to hit invisible women with my sex magic when I masturbate.
If you could, Andy, direct your sex magic towards like a famous lady, who would it be?
A famous lady?
Yeah, because I don't want to know your personal life. I just want to know, like, a famous lady.
Man.
You could send
probably
out.
Probably Margot Robbie.
That would be Margot Robbie. She hasn't called yet, though, huh?
Yeah, no. I've been aiming it at her for quite some time.
Yep. She hasn't picked up yet. Mm-mm. It's still ringing.
Yeah, no.
Her phone's off the hook, though.
She'd have to put her. She does have like blockers around her to block the sex magic waves.
That's it. She's just good. Pew, 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 pew.
Oh, my God.
It's like the Death Star.
Yeah.
It's just got to have that force field up.
Attack.
This guy said, typically directing my horn of power at my person of desire gets me nothing but a lawsuit.
Mm.
Well, this is like trying to make people feel better about being isolated in their own room.
Yeah.
And like giving them some hope that if they just concentrate on someone and send it their way, they're going to fall in love with them.
Right.
Maybe this is how it'll all end
up. Sad.
Cue to 2 weeks from now when I'm sitting in an Aleister Crowley hat with a goddamn cape on, naked.
Yeah, he's a magician.
It's somebody with my sex magic in his lonely times.
Yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Good news for those who have already qualified for the Tokyo Olympics. You are in for 2021. Olympic officials have confirmed that the 6,200 or so athletes who had already punched their ticket for Tokyo will keep their spots for the rescheduled games next year. We were questioning what they'd do about that. The decision agreed to by all the international sports organizations resolves one of the key questions for marathoners, open water swimmers, and hundreds of other athletes whose qualifying process came early in the 2020 sports calendar before the coronavirus started shutting down sports across the globe. Still to be determined is how the 33 sports that make up the Olympics will allocate the rest of the spots at the rescheduled games. Typically, the individual sports determine their qualifying procedures for Olympic events.
Okay, just a quick poll.
Yeah.
How much could we raise to have one of the Olympic marathon runners who is qualified to be on the Olympic squad for some country from now until then just eat tons of food and become gigantic?
And have a fat guy try to run?
Oh, my God.
I wish they were all fat.
Like a big fat guy in the Olympics.
So you're saying someone's qualified.
Someone's qualified right now. They're in.
Now it's pushed back a year.
So let's
chub them up.
Let's fat guy Thor them.
They show up 300 pounds.
Yes, I love this idea. They would be a national treasure.
Until they try to jump a hurdle and then critically injure themselves.
Well, don't hurdle. Not the hurdles.
And they want to win. That's the whole point.
But some of these countries, you know you're not going to win.
Right.
Like if you're the Swiss marathon runner, you don't have a chance to win. You're not going to win.
Why not just become a beloved chubby?
Exactly.
Hey, it could happen without trying. This is now what they were training for, right?
Exactly. And they can't really train right now.
No.
They can't train. There may be a few people who just were like, they're isolated like us. They're eating everything in sight like us.
I love this idea. It's really got me pumped for the Olympics.
It could be the Fat Olympics. It could be
this is going to be my favorite Olympics. Oh, my God.
Everyone's out of breath. Everyone's sweating to death.
All the times are just drastically slower than anything they've ever seen before.
Oh, my God. They're like, dude.
Oh, my God. Well, he's nowhere close. He's nowhere close to the record. He's still 12 minutes behind.
The longest race of all time.
The after race interview, he can't even breathe.
I'm going to throw up again. I'm going to give you my thoughts on the race as soon as I throw up again.
I don't know.
I think the 2021 Fatlympics would be something to see.
We need something to look forward to, and that is it.
That's it, Chuck. Every athlete let themselves go and still tries to compete.
Maybe that's a part of the new future, is that we have like almost like fat gladiators.
Right, exactly. It's like everyone looks like that lightsaber guy who died.
Right. the Star Wars kid.
Not the Star Wars. No, there's a bigger guy.
Oh.
There was a lightsaber. He would, in his front yard, he'd fight his friends.
Is
with
the one I was just talking
about? Yeah. He's dead, right?
I think so. Yeah, I think he died. He died, but when he would get hit with a lightsaber, it would hit him right in his man breast, and he'd fall over, and he'd be down for the count. Dude.
Like, he's worth a watch, but...
But he is dead.
But I think he's dead. Mm-hmm. He's gone.
All right.
He didn't live a healthy lifestyle.
No. Right, sure.
Nope.
None of the Fatlympians did.
No,
the Fatlympians.
All right, coming up here on Dave and Chuck the Freak, It Sucks to Be Old on the way right now. What happened to an old broad who was out hunting for toilet paper? Let's get to that.
It sucks to be old.
We're off to Boca Raton, Florida now, and the Palm Beach County Sheriff's deputies had to jump into a canal over the women. What?
Over the women?
No, over the weekend.
Oh, okay.
In order to pull a woman out of her car where she was sinking after a crash.
Hell.
The Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office said in a Facebook post, the elderly woman who doesn't normally drive was out hunting for toilet paper.
Got fun. Got them toilet paper. TP.
Get her toilet
Jesus.
Paper.
Oh, my. No.
Poor lady.
Poor lady.
I'm in the drink.
Oh, my God.
But here's the thing, you guys.
What?
After four stores, she finally found some. But then as she was turning out of the store parking lot, she hit the gas instead of the brake.
Oh.
And flew right into the canal.
I'm in the...
Oh, my God, there's a lady in the canal with a bunch of wet toilet paper on herself.
She ruined all that
toilet
paper.
She ruined their toilet paper.
Oh, that's awful.
You found some.
I'll use it still.
A sad scene.
Dry it out.
Images of the incident shared by the sheriff's office showed a red car almost fully submerged with the front passenger door open and a woman sitting on the banks of the canal after being rescued. They are still investigating. They say no word if any charges.
They never charge them.
They don't.
Yeah,
especially if you're an old broad looking for toilet paper in these times.
No, can't do that.
I'm normally behind the charges, but
not now.
Sometimes you just got to let it go, right?
Poor lady. I'm still on board with charges.
No, Chuck, come on. Woman. This poor lady just wanted to wipe her ass.
I said throw the book at her.
Throw the book at her. She took away emergency personnel.
Yeah. Oh, so sad, though. Mm-hmm. I go to a bunch of stores. I finally get my glorious toilet paper. It.
She was so excited. That's what
happened. She's so excited. Yeah. That's why she hit the gas.
Got it. I'm going to be able to wipe, finally.
Splash.
Uh-oh. I cannot wait to wipe.
Gotta get home quick. It's going to feel so good.
Oh, wiping.
Oh, cotton owl.
She was dreaming of wiping.
Yeah,
I remember it. I remember so I was daydreaming.
Oh,
I'd let my dreams take me. I was wiping in my dream. Soft wipes.
Wow.
Wiping my front and my back.
Yeah, all the way.
Oh, my God.
Front to back.
Front to back. Back to front. I don't care. But do it all, whatever it feels good.
Yeah.
Odd enough to contend with my constant diarrhea. Real chafy. Real raw.
Sorry, officers, I was daydreaming about wiping.
Next thing I knew, I was in the drink.
I got a little carried away. Help. I was having wiping drink.
She's just floating on her toilet paper.
For save her life.
Oh, my God. No. Thank God I got it. Thank God I found some.
That's very buoyant.
Help me.
There's some pictures here.
Oh, there. Her back.
That's the, is that her? I think that's her.
That's funny. She doesn't look as old as they were making her.
And they say elderly. They don't give her age. There's her car.
Jeez. Oh, God.
You see the toilet paper?
Is that toilet paper back there?
I think it is right there.
I think that's the toilet paper.
I think it is.
That's all gone. It's all gone.
Is it okay? Can you save it?
Get it out of there.
She had a trunk full.
Tell me it's okay. Tell me I haven't lost it. Tell me everything's going to be all right.
Ma'am, all your toilet paper was lost in the, Yep, no, it's all gone. You'll never wipe again.
First my husband and now the toilet paper.
Oh, yeah. No. Come on.
Right.
So sad.
It's all gone. Everything's gone.
She's just watching it sink.
She is.
Look at it if you want. Watch it sink to the bottom.
There it goes. Where are you swimming off to, pal?
Where is he going to save more toilet paper?
Where are you going? He's like, got it. There it is. It's flooding away.
He looks like kind of a chubby dude, too.
It's flooding away.
They're trying to shave me, but I couldn't do it.
Please. Come on.
Sadness.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Checking in with the Morning Report.
I'm Dave Hunter. It is time now for a check of the news. I just assumed that cruising was done.
Yeah.
That everything was over. Silly Dave.
That nothing was happening right now. But that's not the case. Some Central Florida residents, Laura Gabroni and her husband, Juan Huergo, left Orlando earlier this month on what was supposed to be a 14-day cruise through the southern tip of South America. But since Sunday, the 48-year-old couple has been confined to their cabin and not sure where this adventure will end. They've been quarantined since March 22nd, not being able to go outside. There's 1,800 passengers and crew members. They're stuck on board the Zandam Holland America cruise line somewhere in northern South America.
Zandam.
The gorgeous Zandam.
The Zandam. I guess
Jean-Claude Zandam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cruise liner left Buenos Aires March 8th for a 14-day excursion through the southern tip of South America. But several days into the trip, South American countries started closing borders and ports because of COVID-19.
What did they think?
That's crazy.
They left earlier, you guys. They left
when they left
Orlando. There was only one case in Argentina and one in Chile. So when they left the 4th of March on this, multi-week trip, it didn't appear to be as bad as it now has become.
They didn't see it coming like the rest of us.
That's the weirdest thing, though, to be like, you know what? I think I'll take my chances on a floating prison.
In South America.
Yeah.
A floating prison. Yeah, because when did the other cruise ship stuff happen?
It was the beginning of March, wasn't it?
Because I think you should have known.
You should have known.
I think you should have known.
The first 2 weeks of March is when we were talking about it.
Yeah.
Really. Like, couldn't believe people were still getting on cruises, and they were doing live shots at ports showing people actually getting on board. But then that's the week of St. Patrick's Day is when all the cruise ships were like, all right, we got to shut it down. But according to Holland America, there are 77 passengers and crew members who now have flu-like symptoms on this boat.
Oh, God.
77.
Stupid.
So everyone's being confined to their cabins.
That's the thing, your cabin. You're sitting there in your cabin. It's like being in space, dude.
You're just waiting to get it. I feel like you're just waiting to get it when you're stuck in your cabin like that.
You can't get weed or nothing.
No.
The husband says, we don't know what the situation is. We don't know if it's related to COVID-19 or not. They may soon find out. According to the latest updates posted on the cruise ship's website, the liner will be connected with a sister ship to restock supplies and food, and then test kits will finally be dropped off.
So the cruise line is scheduled to dock in Fort Lauderdale today, but they don't even know if Fort Lauderdale authorities will let the ship dock.
Nope. Probably not.
Yeah, ports aren't letting you dock.
I know.
They just got to float around out
They're
there.
They're like, how many people on board have the flu? 77? Good luck.
Yes.
Keep on floating.
Jeez, that's so scary. What, like, it gives me anxiety thinking about
people
it.
People that need to stop, like, they've, like, oh, I'm going to have, nothing can stop my fun.
Yeah.
That's it.
No, like, you need to stop the fun. No one's having fun right now.
I know.
That's
it. It's not a fun time.
It's not.
Trying to survive. You don't have fun. Don't stay off the ships.
They Stupid. Won't, though.
They're like, no, me and Barb have had this trip booked for 1 year. We wanted to see Argentina so bad. She's been talking about it for 2 years straight.
Argentina is one of my favorite places.
See?
I saw a lot of pictures on it on one of them National Geographic
channels.
How
you liking the Zandam?
Gorgeous ship. It's got a casino.
It is beautiful. You know, we're just kind of confined into our little thing here, which she smokes, so I've been having trouble with that, you know, all the respiratory stuff.
We've been making a ton of love.
Yeah, we've been having quite a bit of sex, which I'm not too fond of.
I'm very dominating in there.
She's aggressive, and it gets scary, you know. Really taking
almost,
it out of me.
I almost fell off the balcony.
My soul's drained. My heart's drained. Everything's drained, you know?
I love this. I don't ever want to leave.
Reminds me of when we got married.
Until they run out of smokes.
I'm going to try to kick this window out and jump right into the ocean and see what goes on there.
All the best.
Hopefully I can find a hammerhead shark to take my face off and lead out in the sea.
So officials in South Florida are working with the Centers for Disease Control and Customs and Border Patrol on a plan that can ensure the safety of healthy passengers while properly attending to sick passengers, but they're not sure yet.
Dude, that is the worst. That's the worst fate.
Well, it's like you said, it's this weird, it becomes a weird floating prison that you're not allowed to leave,
that everybody's scared of, that doesn't have a home.
I felt that way when things were just fine. And I was on one of those cruises. Like, get me off of this thing.
That's what every time I saw a commercial and they were ziplining on them and doing their splashing.
And a lot of those rooms are basically like just tiny, enlarged closets.
Very, very tiny.
Right?
Rooms.
So when you're stuck, when you can't leave that closet.
Yeah.
I went on a budget room when I went, and it was, I can't imagine being stuck on there for months.
Lease was so bad. Lease made some bad
budget. Well, I was younger.
Budget.
I didn't have a lot of cash.
I know.
It was just like,
it's just unfortunate.
It's horrible, though.
What you got to do.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
You got to buy the closet.
I just was always too much of a history buff to ever have any sort of cruise interest, because every time I read in history about big ships full of people, it was all diarrhea and rats.
And then it's sinking.
Rats. And that thing ends up sinking, and then you're torn apart by sharks.
Yeah.
So I just was like,
I've always just looked at it like, if I was on something that's really cool and fun, why would I need a zip line and a water slide and a roller coaster and a casino and shops? Like, it can't be that cool. Right. If you're trying to distract me that bad.
Just entertain you.
Look at the ocean. That's all you're doing, right?
This person said, my brother-in-law works for Carnival Cruise Lines as an entertainment director. He doesn't expect cruises to continue until the winter. And a lot of the ships, including the one he's on, are being forced just to anchor out in the middle of the ocean, and they're getting stuff brought to them.
Just in time for flu season again, or the second wave.
Yeah. The old second wave.
The second wave. That's what they said,
too. Yeah,
that's what they should call the ship.
Well, the second wave.
Welcome to the second wave.
Oh, dear.
You're guaranteed to get it here.
Yeah. Welcome to the second wave, Zandam. I've seen pictures, like, the entire cruise ship staff. Like, there's no passengers on a lot of these cruise ships anymore, but the staff's just stuck out in the water.
The staff's still there?
The staff's still on board.
Well, it's better, honestly, the cruise ship is better than home for some of the staff.
Yeah,
right, because a lot of them have contracts, or they can't fly back to their homeland. A lot of them are foreign, right?
Yep.
I bet they're having a party on there.
Ooh. Well, as long as you're not
The people
sick,
that are
just, yeah.
Yeah, the people that are stuck,
probably just
the workers.
A big staff.
Yeah.
Orgy.
Yeah, a big old orgy.
Oh, they drank all the booze already.
That's it. What a booze is left. There's nothing but nasty stuff left.
Mm.
And you can't get drugs.
You can't get
And he keeps circling back to that.
He keeps circling back to that.
You can't.
It ain't all about the booze for some people.
Yeah, no.
Let's go to voice-changing technology here, Charlie.
Okay.
Anonymous is with us. You're talking about that cruise ship we were just talking about, the Zandam?
Yeah, the Zandam. Those are known as the dam ships because they all have dam in their name. There's like seven or eight of them.
Okay.
What the county's doing right now over in Broward County is they're trying to figure out whether they're going to let this ship in or not. But my buddy who's still with the fire department, they've got a contingency plan to where they're going to isolate everybody into one of the warehouses and then have the CDC go in, check everybody out, quarantine them. And then once that's done, they're just going to seal up the warehouse for a couple months and just let the virus die in the warehouse. Whether instead of infecting the terminals where they get off the ships and stuff like that. And it's really serious. And when they used to get the Norwalk virus on those ships in particular a lot, because they're an older clientele that goes
on the damn
ships.
Yeah.
So anytime we had, the guys didn't take it very seriously with the Norwalk virus, but one of our ships got wiped out. I mean, they all caught the Norwalk virus. And from that point on, man, I went in with gloves, level A suit, everything else, because I didn't want to get that.
No.
And that was diarrhea and throwing up and stuff like that. It wasn't anything like COVID, So it is really serious, and I'm glad you guys are getting the word out there. But, I hate calling on such a downer subject, because you guys are funny as hell, but you're making this a lot better.
Thanks, man. Thank you.
For listening and for just being
yourselves,
best.
Man.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, bud.
Yep. All right. See you, man.
Take care.
Later.
Someone from a ship to a warehouse.
Yeah, you think the ship sucks, Lise. How's the warehouse vacation you're on?
Welcome to the warehouse.
And see, Barb, I told you it wasn't going to be so bad. Look, we're landing on the short air. What is
this?
Some kind of
get off? God, this sucks.
hold your tits there, Barb.
Oh, look at that gorgeous building.
Hold on a second. No, I don't think
that building's kind of gorgeous.
I think that might be some kind of quarantine prison warehouse we're headed to there.
Oh, our vacation isn't over.
Yeah, no, it's very scary in there.
Ooh, I bet we could do a lot of things in these beds.
Barb, you got it. Your goddamn sex drive is crazy, right? I don't even know how you're doing it.
It's right before the change.
We're heading into some kind of hell warehouse.
To the warehouse.
Jeez, this is our guide here, apparently. This
you guys enjoying your vacation?
How long have you been here?
Too long. You irresponsible vacationers bringing the coronavirus back. Oh, uppity little Florida man is
on. Strip down, Barb.
Yeah.
I don't think he's the entertainment, Barb. I think he might be some kind of.
There's nothing entertaining about this scenario. Oh, and she sprayed me with that hose.
I'm going to spray you with this. Bend over and spread them.
Here you go.
Yeah, clean this lady out.
There you go. Oh, get it good. Clean it up.
It's right in here.
It's full to the rim.
We need extra antibacterial and extra antiviral spray for these two.
Barb really liked the CDC man with the cattle prod.
God, like I love to be dominated, and he dominated me from the start.
She got a kind of a pain fetish, and when he started zapping her left and right.
Say something I can't even say. Let's just say.
Got a
it looked like the Bellagio in there.
Aww. It was nuts.
Jesus.
In one of those hazmat suits.
I tell you. Could have set that to music.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.